The Earth Lab Project, Part 4. The self-sufficient community in an interdependent world through protected and controlled environment cropping systems. I'm now in the licensing section. Series D, Earth Lab Educational System. Earth Lab will support a number of training facilities where users can obtain practical information on how to get the best results. Series E, Earth Lab Special Applications. The facilities of Earth Lab will have numerous other applications, such as the development of seed banks, the rapid development of hybrids, flower and houseplant production, the needs of the malting and other industries, and the production of alcohol fuels. Existing glass houses could be converted to Earth Lab technology with substantial savings and superior performance. Series F, Earth Lab Capital Facilities. Suppliers of capital to Earth Lab licensees may apply to be licensed under arrangements beneficial to them and to the licensees. Series G, Marketing Devices and Materials. Earth Lab marketing devices and materials will be available through licensed marketing suppliers, and potential suppliers may apply for such licenses. Licensing procedures. Earth Lab specifies the available geographic area and product line contracts available to qualified applicants. Prospective applicants must demonstrate their financial capability to properly exploit their license and must achieve certain performance standards to maintain the license. Applicants will be given assistance in preparing their applications at regularly scheduled seminars. Earth Lab Public Acceptance. Licenses will be awarded to the highest bidders at the time of a major international public convention devoted to Earth Lab concepts. One object of this convention will be to win public awareness and acceptance of Earth Lab, and widespread media coverage will be sought so that licensees may more easily achieve their objectives. Part 5, Financial Data. Keep in mind that this was written in 1982. Earth Lab Vital Environmental Systems Limited was incorporated July 22, 1981, under Canada Business Corporation Act. The approximate cost of fully equipped multi-level structure: $220 per square meter for 10,000 square meter system, 2.42 acres, $2,200,000. Approximate gross annual sales, $13 million. Approximate annual operating costs, including the costs of sales, $4,400,000. Agents discount, $1,350,000, labor, $300,000, factory and warehousing, $50,000, transport, $40,000, marketing, $30,000, overhead, $450,000, patent protection, $130,000, interest, $16,000, depreciation, $14,000, total costs, $6,780,000. Net profit, $6,220,000. Note, above sales and costs are subject to recalculation on site and require updating for inflation since 1980. An example of profitability based on tomato operation. The following figures developed in the UK in March 1979 illustrate Earth Lab profit potential. They are based on a two-level tomato operation in a space occupying 625 square meters, holding 17 racks in each level, each rack being 1.25 meters by 22 meters. Plants per rack, 540. Plants in 17 racks in two tiers, 18,360. Annual production at 20 pounds per plant, 367,200. Value of production at 65 cents a pound, $238,680. Annual sales based on 10,000 square meters, two levels, $3,818,880. Annual sales based on effective average of eight levels, $15,275,520. Profit plan. EarthLab will require a basic maximum negative cash flow of $2,500,000 for development of the initial vegetable factory unit. The technology for this unit is fully developed and proven in actual year-round operations. This unit will become profitable within 10 to 18 months and will thereafter produce approximately $6 million in annual profits. Production of EarthLab animal fodder units will require $50,000 estimated capital to create and test prototypes. Officers and directors. The system is the product of many years of work and the expenditure of millions of dollars. It is primarily the invention of Dr. Z.P. Charnot, who is EarthLab's Executive Director of Operations. He is a wide-ranging, interdisciplinary scientist and entrepreneur of extraordinary skills, qualifications, dedication, and experience. Donald R. Anderson is EarthLab's Executive Director of Administration. He is a consulting actuary, president of D.R. Anderson Associates, chairman of the Futurism Committee of the Society of Actuaries, and past president of the Canadian Pension Conference. R.F. Talbot is Executive Director, Public Relations, and is responsible for marketing EarthLab technology. All three live in Canada. Dr. Joseph Gross of New York City is the director of EarthLab's Health Services Division.